It's time to start thinking about playoff brackets for winter sports, and the running community loses a huge advocate. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. I'm John Ross, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. Welcome to February and the home stretch of our winter sports regular seasons and start of our postseason tournaments. Boys and girls basketball will again seed the top two teams in each district using the Michigan Power Rating, or MPR. For hockey, the top two teams in each regional will be seeded using MPR. This process was used for the first time in hockey during last year's postseason. MPR updates in real time, and you can search by the entire state, by division, or even within a specific district for basketball or regional for hockey. You can also see how each team's MPR was calculated by clicking on that team's name. The top-seeded teams will be placed on opposite sides of the bracket, allowing for a potential matchup of top seeds in the district final for basketball or regional final for hockey. You can always check the live MPR table for each sport by going to mhsaa.com/MPR. The hockey bracket will be announced on Sunday, February 13th, the girls' basketball bracket on Sunday, February 20th, and the boys' bracket 1 week after that on Sunday, February 27th. For tournament dates and locations, check out mhsaa.com. Game balls this week go to Detroit Denby's Amanda Stewart. She hit a game-winning three-pointer with just 12 seconds left and a 43-41 win over Detroit Mumford. The win moves Denby to 8-3 overall and 4-2 in the Public School League Blue Division. Birmingham United's Ben Catlin, the hockey forward, scored twice in a 5-2 win over the M1 Griffins. The win moves United to 13-3-1 overall and gives them a great shot at winning the OAA Red Conference. And to Petoskey wrestler Trevor Swiss. The junior earned a first-place finish in the Northern Michigan Championships, beating Oscoda's Anthony Ward in the title match. Swiss is now 32-1 this year.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college. Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid, helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mistudentaid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with the MHSAA's Sam Davis.
When watching a college or NBA game, the last 2 minutes of the game can seem like it takes forever, especially in recent years where more and more judgment calls made by officials are subject to instant replay. At the high school level, video is not used to make a ruling or confirm or overturn a call made during the course of the contest. The only time video review is used in basketball at the high school level is at the MHSAA semi and final games. In these games, video review can be used only to determine if a shot was released in time at the end of the fourth quarter or overtime, or if that shot was a two-point or three-point field goal attempt. MHSAA believes that this very limited use of replay in these games at the very end of the tournament series in boys and girls basketball is the right call.
Thanks, Sam. You can be a referee. Go to the MHSAA website now to register. On the list of people who helped advance high school cross country and track and field in Michigan, Charlie Janke's name is certainly on it, up near the top. He was the track and cross-country coach at Jackson High, starting in 1966, up until 1990 in track, in 2003 in cross-country, but he still stayed connected to the sports. Janke was a member of the Michigan Interscholastic Track Coaches Association, and he was inducted into their Hall of Fame and the Michigan High School Coaches Association Hall of Fame. The cross-country course at Ellis Sharp Park in Jackson is named for Janke. Unfortunately, Charlie Janke passed away on December 30th at the age of 85. He was a native of Detroit and attended Central Michigan to play football before getting into educational athletics. While he will certainly be missed, his presence in both track and cross-country will be felt for years to come, especially in the Jackson area. Read more about Charlie at secondhalf.mhsaa.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll see you next week.